Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Steve Larratt, a share research business analyst at ShareTalk. How are you today, Steve?
Not too bad, Zach. How are you?
Very well. I decided not to stay up the whole night and watch the election, so that was the plus. It was actually decided, I think, at 10 o'clock last night with the exit poll, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, looks that way. But obviously the markets don't seem majorly concerned this morning, which is obviously a positive for anyone in the stock markets.
Yes, mining stocks and I suppose oil stocks helped by the weaker pound, and we'll see if that continues. But what are the companies you're looking at the moment?
Well, the first one I wish to highlight is Zenith, the ticker of ZEN. It's registered and based with the main bulk of the operations in Azerbaijan. And they own 100% of an area, which is 642 square kilometres. And as of March last year, they signed a working agreement, and that's with the state oil company, and that's to start projects on what is their biggest oil field, that's onshore. And there's lots of oil fields there. And the main one is all based around this sort of lower Kura region, as they call it, and that's a massive, prolific oil field. So the primary aim is to extract value out of existing well and gas producing assets, obviously in Azerbaijan there. Historically, back in the 70s, they were producing around about 9,000 barrels of oil a day, but due to lack of infrastructure and work and a shift in the government to offshore, sort of more prolific plays, if you like, that's where the sort of funding sort of went. So at the present, they're producing around about 300 barrels per day, which is a massive decline. However, Zenith have gone in, got that contract in place, and the last few months, they've started doing some very small work over on the well. So that's obviously seen a decline in the share price there. But this week, they've got initial flow rates around about 150 barrels per day from one of their sort of sidetrack wells that they put in place there. So again, you know, 50% increase on their sort of daily production figures. And that's one of many wells in the sort of future. So obviously they are going to do more flow rates and more testing there, but they should see a significant upside just in that one well alone, let alone the rest of them. Market cap's just under 10 million. And the CEO has made recent buys above the sort of present market cap of the company there. So it looks very undervalued against what could be.
But I mean, when are we going to get to the thousands of barrels a day, which is presumably what a private investor would be looking for at Zenith?
Again, hopefully, it will only take two or three workovers, and the sort of the ethos and the strategy of the company is looking at very, very cheap sort of integrated working systems. So it isn't necessarily about hitting those thousands of barrels per day. It's a case of putting in a good foundation and a good base work and increasing the productivity as well as the reserves that are recoverable.
But I mean, the implication there is at current levels, there's everything's, I mean, there's not really any downside. It's just a matter of how much the upside is going to be depending on how much production is ramped up.
I can't see it doing 500% as a lot of people want in stocks nowadays, but the long-term growth potential is the thing that I'm sort of looking at there.
Okay, all right. Well, and the next contender?
Next one is a FTSE-based stock for a change, and I want to have a look at Old Mutual, ticker of OML. The company's been going through a sort of period of uncertainty, and again, they're sort of changing the direction and changing a lot of things that are in place. So with restructuring of the business, the share price has been in that sort of firm trading range. Now, at the beginning of April, part of their UK platform sort of transpiration and transformation program, they had to make some very difficult decisions, but the board of directors did that, and they made the choice and the decision to end a contract that was covering the supply of the International Financial Data Service, and they signed another contract with a company called FNZ. Now, that platform company has got proven sort of functionality within the UK, so very prudent move to obviously move to someone that knows what they're doing. So it's a case of short-term pain for long-term gain there. Now, the thing that I've been looking at, which is of sort of major interest, is the sort of wealth management side of it. Now, last week they announced that they've made a major acquisition of a company called Sirius. Now, they've got over 300 advisors on board, and they're currently in sort of receipt and holding £4 billion worth of assets. So with that going on, they now have got to be putting in this phase transition. They'll have just under 4,000 advisors on board, and also the cash flow and sort of reports from the company are that they've increased sort of money and client cash flow there of just under £3 billion. But the sort of funds in sort of under management there have increased by 59%. So that's up to 122 billion. So when you're looking at the market cap of just under a billion versus there, there's some massive increases, and hopefully it should now start a new trading range, potentially upwards. But again, time will tell.
We look forward to that. Steve Larratt, research business analyst at ShareTalk. Thank you for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.